Hey guys, welcome to the Dear Diary podcast episode of Lightworkers Lounge. So like I told you guys, this is the second or third Dear Diary style podcast and I recorded, and basically what it is I'm on a road trip right now. I just left New Hampshire. I am just living on the road. I don't really have a permanent place yet. More on that to come. But it's a huge change in my life, and I want to document it in real time so you guys can see the highs and the lows. And I'm hoping that by the end of this episode, you will feel like, okay, everything I go through, my thoughts and my inner world is normal. Or maybe you leave this episode feeling inspired and ready to take that leap of faith. So, Dear Diary, day one. It is Wednesday, April 17th. And you guys know that I release Lightworkers Lounge on Wednesdays for a reason. If you are new to the podcast world, then you probably don't already know this, but most commercialized podcasts release on Fridays. It's just good marketing. I used to do that, but then I was like, you know what? I don't like blending in. I like to be different. And I thought if I could release my podcast on any day I wanted to, what day would I release it on? Wednesday. Long story short, in 2015, I had a dream that I was struck by lightning, like during the most beautiful sunny day in like Palm Springs, California. It was gorgeous. Maybe it was Phoenix. I don't know. But someplace with the surroundings like that. And I was struck by lightning driving in a convertible. Holy symbols, right? In this dream. But when I was struck by lightning, I was levitated up. And then I sat at a table with my most known spirit guide. It's a woman with short brown hair. She slid an envelope over to me. I opened it up. It was sealed with a red heart. And I pulled out the piece of paper that said Wednesday. And ever since that dream, so many people, places, things, changes have happened on Wednesdays. Like I've met people that have changed my life on Wednesdays. I've fallen in love on a Wednesday. I've received a new job offer on a Wednesday, but also lost a job on Wednesday. So Wednesday is kind of my lucky day. It's the day I shoot for surrounding changes. So when I left New Hampshire, and like I said in last week's episode, it was tough. And making the decision and trying to decide logistics, like, okay, well, what day am I going to leave? Are we going to throw a huge going away party? Or do I need to give my mom like a 30-day notice? Like, how do I navigate these emotional, difficult, scary waters? And I just thought, well, I could leave absolutely any day I wanted to. So you guys know how I decided when to leave. I said, okay, New Hampshire is known for being dark and gray and overcast and cold. So I don't want to go out looking at New Hampshire in that light. I'm trying to battle my distaste for that state because a lot of really heavy negative things have happened to me there, and I've been really trying to push them aside to enjoy the beauty that is New Hampshire because it has a lot to offer. So I thought, I want to leave on a sunny day. I envision myself driving off in the highway with not a cloud in the sky. I want it to be sunny and I want to feel good. So I looked at the 15-day weather forecast on my Weather Channel app, and the next sunny day, and this was on like April 4th or something, but the next sunny day was Wednesday, April 17th. So I was like, wow, okay, that's the day. That's it. I just decided that's the day. It's going to be sunny. I'm going to leave. But then as I processed it some more, I realized that Wednesday, April 17th, Wednesday, first of all, I was like, oh yeah, Wednesday's here. It is again. But, you know, we all have our own spirit guides, synchronicities, numbers that we have. Like we all see 111, 222, 333, 444, but we all also kind of have our own different numbers. Like mine is 147 or 417. And today is 417. Oh my God. As I just went over bar 147 here on the recording app. Holy crap. So that's why I left today. And You know, we always want what we don't have. We always want what we don't have. Why do you guys think that is? Do you think it's just because we're brought up in such a consumer-driven, materialistic society? I don't know. But, like, for example, I am so excited to get to Carolina tomorrow. Tomorrow I'm driving to Durham, North Carolina. For those of you who don't know, I lived with my ex-husband in a little town called Fort Mill, South Carolina, which is right outside of Charlotte, North Carolina. And we lived there for 3 years, and then Charleston for a year. And so South Carolina and the Carolinas as a whole, because we'd always take road trips to North Carolina and everywhere in South Carolina. I mean, I know both of these states like the back of my hand. They are home, and they are where I have my spiritual awakening. They are where Lightworker Sounds was born. So these places are just magical to me. But while I was there, like, I'll never forget sitting in my living room in my beautiful apartment in Fort Mill, South Carolina, looking out the window, watching my neighbors move, just pack their U-Haul and move. And they were actually heading up to New Hampshire, which is funny. They were leaving South Carolina to move to New Hampshire because they wanted to see snow, which I was like, you guys are nuts. Have it. You can have it all. But I was watching them and I was just envious that they were moving and they were changing and they were going to build a home somewhere they were excited about and they knew they wanted to live. And I'm pretty sure they went on to build a house in New Hampshire, have a second baby, and are just absolutely loving it. Which is good for them. I dream of that. But I was looking out the window thinking, man, I want to move. I want to get out of here. I want to go somewhere. And now that I'm out of Carolina, it's the only place I want to be. You know what I'm saying? I do that a lot with people. Like, especially romantic interests. If I spend too much time with them, I'll get comfortable and I'll get used to it. And then I'll just be like, man, I wish being single and nobody can tell me who I can and can't talk to, or I can flirt with, who I can just have fun with. But then as soon as I have that freedom, I'm like, I want that person back. I miss them, you know? So that is something I have to figure out on my own. It's been brought to my attention, especially today, because living with my family isn't easy. We have our differences. We have different energies. There's a very strong undercurrent of love, which is great. But there's definitely days where I'm like, I need my own place. Oh, it's driving me nuts. I can't live with these people. But then the second I left today, I just squeezed my mom and I could cry right now just talking about it. I squeezed her and I just put my head on her chest and just kind of laid there in the sun and it was windy. I just lay there hugging her, squeezing her so tight in the sun. I even picked her up. I squeezed her so tight, saying goodbye. And oh, here come the waterworks. Just saying goodbye to her. And you guys, oh, our mamas, they've just got such a powerful energy on us. Whew. But saying goodbye to my mom and like backing out of the driveway and rolling down the street and just seeing her stand in the driveway watching Jeff and my pug and I take off broke my heart. And I felt guilty. Oh, I'm crying. I felt guilty because, you know, she's getting older and you guys can resonate with this. I want to take care of her. I want to do what every kid wants to do for their mom. I want to buy her a house. I want to tell her, hey, you don't have to work anymore. I'll take care of you. And I'm so far from that and just kind of hurt. And she lives by herself, so I feel bad. And it's just, you guys know what I mean? We love our family so much. And as empaths, we give. And, you know, we'll jeopardize our own health and happiness and future goals and dreams to take care of our most loved ones. So it's really hard to be quote-unquote selfish and go for your own dreams and take care of your own self because you just want to take care of them. So that was a difficult part of my journey, but about 100 miles in, the tears dried up and I was back on my horse like, all right, I got this. I'm doing this for her I will pay her back one day. So, oh my gosh, let's talk about the synchronicities that I have experienced since deciding, okay, I'm leaving. So I think I mentioned this in last week's episode, so I won't talk about it too much. But you guys, when I finally picked today as my day to leave, the anxiety and fear that crept up was crippling. And if you didn't already listen to last week's episode called Fear, Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway, go listen to that because it was tough. I mean, it was crippling. It wanted to keep me in shackles and tied to the ground. Like, no, girl, you can't fly. You can't go after your dreams. We are keeping you locked to your safety and routine and comfortability, and you are not going anywhere. It was tough. But now the past 2 days, right? Get this. So I finally found a sublet in Rico, Colorado. It's right outside of Telluride, and it's my own cabin. I'm going to live there by myself in the middle of nowhere in the Rocky Mountains. And this is a huge deal for me because I've never lived alone ever in my life. Ever. So this is such a huge deal. And it's like an artist studio cabin. So I'm just so pumped to write a book, to start a YouTube channel, just to get creative with my career and my dream. So pumped. But I booked it through Airbnb. It's an Airbnb sublet. And if you guys aren't familiar with Airbnb, they obviously don't show the address for all the homes you can book on there because, you know. But when you book it and when you pay, then it will reveal the address. So this was a pretty penny. You know, I've been working so hard to save up money to leave. And you guys know I have a lack-based, I used to have a lack-based mentality when it came to finances and money. So when I clicked book and watched like $1,000 go out the window, I was like, oh man. I even practiced like some of the tracks that my emotional health consultant April Adams gave me to just fall into trust, like the more I give out, the more that comes in. I did all my money exercises. I felt great. And when I booked it, I still felt great. And even now I see that money out of my checking account, I still feel great. Like, I am abundant. This is awesome. So I didn't even realize it, but I was like, hey, wait, I wonder what my new address is. So I pull up Airbnb on my app and it's 111 North Drive. 111. And that's not the full address. I ain't that dumb. But the address is 111. 111. And I smiled so big, like, that's going to be the new address. Like, on my license, on my mail, 111. I love it. New beginnings, new chapter in life. So I go downstairs and I'm sitting in our big window in our living room. And I'm telling my mom this, like, you won't believe what my new address is. For a month anyway. And then you guys know, if you listen to the podcast a lot, my dream car that I have been trying to manifest for 4 years now is a white Jeep Wrangler, 4-door, black rims. And you know the little Jeep covers on the back of the Jeep? It says, usually it just says J-E-E-P, Jeep. It covers a tire. Well, I want one that has J-Paw-Paw-P. That says Jeep, but with paw prints. Okay, so I run downstairs to share my new address with my mom. I'm sitting in the window, and I'm looking out at this gorgeous sunset. And guess what turns around in our driveway? A white Jeep Wrangler with black rims. And then when they turn around and drive back up the street, I look and practically break my neck looking so hard. The Jeep had paws. And I turn around, my mom knows this, I turn around and I go, did you just see that? And she just flashes me a look and nods her head like, wow, this girl's powerful. I'm like, I know, this is so freaking cool. And to top it off, that night, I'm laying in bed and I'm calculating the drive from New Hampshire to my Airbnb here in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, approximately 444 miles. I'm like, okay, spirit guides, you were on fleek tonight. Okay. That's all for tonight, you guys. It is midnight. I have to get up early and drive down to Durham. I need sleep. I'm so tired. You can probably hear it in my voice, but I will check back in with you tomorrow from Carolina. And yeah, I'll see you then. Bye. Oh my goodness. You guys. It is Thursday, April 18th, as I record this, 10:47 p.m. Ah, see? Remember I told you yesterday? 147 always pops up. So I'm sitting here on my bed at my Airbnb in Durham, North Carolina, with my eyes closed because I cannot keep them open. Literally, they are so dry and puffy and heavy. First of all, if you're listening to this and you have children, or maybe you have dogs, maybe you have a small 20-pound pug who is absolutely psychotic like mine, I just want to tip my hat to you and send you absolute gratitude and tell you that you are amazing. And oh my God. So I did not get any sleep last night after I recorded the Dear Diary for this episode. I did not get any sleep. I stayed in like an in-law suite that was in the basement of this person's really nice house. And every time they would walk or flush a toilet or cough or sneeze, my pug Jeff would jump up and bark like an angry, get me out of here, I'm gonna attack you, bark. Oh my God, he did all night long. They woke up at 5 a.m. and I was like, please, no. As soon as like it was midnight and I went into bed, I was like, shit, you know what? They're gonna, you know, they're older, so they're probably gonna wake up at like 3 a.m. to start their day. Sure enough, 4:35 on the dot, they are up and moving and my dog is throwing a fucking fit. And I just, oh my God, I was so tired. I just let him in the backyard. I don't even know if they were, I don't know. I just let him out. I opened the door and I was like, goodbye. I don't care if you come back. See ya. He did. But we went back to sleep and slept in until 7. Finally got up and he freaks out. I can't leave him in an Airbnb, so I have to like bring him with me every time I'm loading things into my car. In and out and in and out. Of course he wants to smell everything. And sorry if this is like a whining Dear Diary entry, but I just feel like some of you probably know exactly what I'm talking about, and I want you to know that you are not alone, okay? So for those of you who don't know, flat-nosed breeds like pugs and bulldogs, they cannot regulate their body temperature. They don't have a snout, they don't have the nasal cavities and whatever, the inner workings to regulate their body temperature. So when they get hot, they get hot and they cannot cool themselves down. Jeffrey breathes so fast, like, and it's scary to watch because you're like, you're about to die. That is just too much. So my air conditioner in my car broke. It doesn't work. And it broke around Southern Virginia when the temperature started to climb into the mid to upper 80s. And it was hot as hell. And my air conditioner's broke. And my pug is overheating. And he's at risk for a heat stroke. And I'm just kind of freaking out like, shit. I'm in the middle of nowhere. It was absolutely beautiful. You know, on a very positive note, the drive down here was stunning. It makes me just miss living in the Carolinas and that simple way of life. So beautiful. Rolling hills, horses, farmland. It's just so picturesque. Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, you guys got to visit. Whole new world. But it was hot. It was super hot and sunny and my pug was overheating. So yes, for 7 hours, I drove with all the windows down, didn't listen to music because I couldn't hear it anyway, didn't listen to podcasts, couldn't hear that either. Just drove, and I was so bored, so tired. It was rough. I haven't had a meal all day. I tried to eat fruit while I was driving, and I had a little bowl of pineapple. It was like pre-cut, and I bought it at Whole Foods, and I had to get off on an exit, and it was a really sharp turn, and the whole bowl of pineapple spilled all over my thighs, my legs, and my floor mats, and it had a bunch of pineapple juice in the bottom. Yep. My car now smells like rotten kombucha. Yep. Aww, Jeffrey just turned over to show me his belly and cuddle me. And see, and just like that, I'm like, he is so sweet. I love him so much. Whereas today I was like, I am not built to have a dog like this. I can't handle it. He's crazy. So if you're out there listening to this and you have a crazy dog who's a Sagittarius with an Aries moon, or maybe you have children that they are really, you know, you love them, but they're difficult to raise. And maybe you're very thankful for everything you have. You have a very lovely family, but you're just tired. You're just tired. Know that it's all temporary. This is what I tell myself. I'm like, you know what? It doesn't matter if the air conditioner is broke. Jeffrey's here. I'm here. I'm not going to have him forever. You know what's funny is as I was thinking that, I drove by a billboard for the ASPCA, and it was an old pug on an old black pug, just so gray and saggy. He was so precious. But I just looked at it, and I saw Jeffrey's face, and I looked over at him, who just looked at me with these big beady eyes, like so bright and vibrant, because he's only 2 years old. And then I just kind of got a glimpse of what he'll look like when he's a senior, and oh, the crushing pain I'll feel when I have to say goodbye. So it cheered me up. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to laugh at this. It'll be a good story for the podcast. Speaking of which, when we got to our Airbnb, in the first 3 minutes, this pug marked on their furniture, knocked over a plant, the dirt went everywhere. Just did laps around their house, zoomies, full on. I'm like, yep, that's my pug. Crazy. So, today's lesson, if you're tired, don't give up, but rest. It's almost 11 o'clock. I'm going to go close my eyes. I don't even really know what I just said to you guys. I'm so tired. If I haven't responded to your comments or DMs, can I just tell you that I love you and I'm not ignoring you? I always feel so bad knowing I have so many unanswered messages, but then I go ahead and post on Instagram anyway. I always wonder if you guys are like, what a bitch? I just sent her a message and she hasn't read it, but here she is posting. She doesn't care about me. Don't think that, please, because it's not the case. I'm getting there. I don't like to just nonchalant answer these things. I like to, first of all, read your message, and then I like to go look at your profile just to kind of read your energy and see where you're coming from. So I put, like, it takes me a good 30 minutes to answer each message. So forgive me. I love you. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye. Hey, guys. It is Saturday, April 20th, and it's 9:58 p.m., I want to apologize if you can hear my pug Jeffrey snoring in the background. There is just nothing I can do. The Airbnb I'm staying at, I'm renting a room in someone's house, so it's not like I can just sneak away to another room to go record. So bear with me. This is life on the road. But just want to check in and give you guys an energy update. I didn't record last night because I've never been so physically exhausted in my life, and I was just like, you know what, work can wait, podcasts can wait, social media can wait, I've got to rest. And I did. I think I slept for 10 hours straight. Oh, it's so tough. Sometimes I get mad at myself because I'm like, Steph, why do you put yourself through all of this? Why do you do that to yourself? And I have to get grounded and realize that when I had everything I wanted, which was to be married and my own place to call home, even though it was just an apartment, like, I was miserable. I was so miserable, and I couldn't figure out why. But there's times during this trip where I'm like, wow, Steph, you're going to be miserable anywhere you go unless you cultivate inner happiness, you know? Like, I guess I'm just questioning now, like, will I ever be happy? Ever? Will I ever be satisfied? Will I ever be content? Will I ever stop striving for more? And I mean, just saying that out loud, I'm answering to myself, and it's like, of course you are. Of course you are. Because I try really hard, and I do a damn good job at it, I'll say. To be grateful for everything I have. But then I look around and I'm like, okay, I'm grateful for all the little things. Like, I never go hungry. I have a car. I have a laptop. I have a microphone. I have a smartphone. Like, I'm rich. I'm abundant. But then I feel like that's almost sabotaging myself and coming from a lack mindset, because I'm so focused on having all of this and being so appreciative of it, that when I take a step back, I'm like, whoa, like, I've never owned a house before, and I have so many student loans and small business debt that I feel like I never will get to the point where I can buy my home in cash like I want to. It just feels so, so, so far beyond my reach, and I just feel lately like it's gonna be a long ass time, if ever, that I'll reach that point where I buy my own house and I buy my own car and I don't have debt and I'm just content with where I'm at in life. I feel so far out of reach. And my whole life, I felt that way, you know, just growing up and immediately being on welfare and living with family members and then living in the projects and then moving to New Hampshire and moving, changing homes like every few years. It was just really tough. I've never really experienced contentment and peace and stability and routine. And I don't know. It just scares me wondering, will I ever? I guess time will tell. But that's where I'm at. And you know, I'm so out of tune with the cosmos too. I completely forgot there was a full moon, because here in Denver, I mean, wow, Durham, North Carolina, it's been rainy and stormy. So, wow, Jeffrey is going to town with the snores. Hey, buddy. You're snoring. Okay, thank you. Okay. You know, one of my friends the other day, Maria, if you're listening to this, I love you. But she said, I'm so happy for you. Everything is finally falling into place for you. And I don't know what it was, but that triggered something within me to be scared or feel just funny, feel weird. I was like, oh my gosh, everything's falling into place for me. I don't know, it just made me uncomfortable. And then I thought, okay, I need to figure out why I feel this way. Like, I feel like I'm being jinxed. Like, if someone were to come up to me and be like, wow, Steph, you're so successful in your career and your finances and your relationships, you are doing wonderful. It would make me feel uncomfortable, like as if I would have to say, I'm sorry, I know, I'm sorry. Or like, yeah, like very shy. Like, I'd never sit up straight and be like, thank you, I am. I worked really hard for this. Thank you. I always kind of slouch over and say, yeah, I know, it's nice, right? It's nothing. That, Jeffrey, that is something I have to work on. So I'm glad that came about. God, I can't believe. I hope some of you are not like, fuck this podcast, I'm turning it off for the pug sounds in the background. I'm sorry. You know what? Speaking of money and like accepting my success, last night, I just drove around and cried. I just needed to release and just get out of my Airbnb and not have to socialize or just, you know, I just wanted to turn off. So I was driving around and I had to stop at a gas station to get gas and go to the bathroom. And as I'm walking in the bathroom, I stumble across a $10 bill on the ground. And I was just, you know, I was dealing with my money fears as I was pumping gas. Hang on. And then, of course, I go inside and I find a $10 bill on the ground. But I didn't take it. I didn't even stop and look at it and think, should I take this? Like, my first thought was pick it up and bring it to the cash register and be like, listen, someone dropped $10. Here it is. If not, you're welcome. But I never ever thought, oh my God, score. I'm abundant. I'm lucky. I just thought that's someone else's and I didn't earn that. So I'm just not even going to touch it. So I walked by it, went to the bathroom, walked back by it again. I even told myself, like, if it's out there, when you go back, pick it up. But I couldn't. And I was just like, listen, I don't even want to deal with that. My luck, I would pick it up and walk out and then overhear someone saying, man, I just lost $10. So I don't know. I didn't take it. What would you guys have done? I should post that on our Instagram. Would you keep it? The $10 if you found it? Okay, I just paused this to listen back to see if you can hear Jeffrey snoring, and you most definitely can. Fuck, I'm so embarrassed. But you know what? I know some of you listening have children and dogs. And you get it. You get it. Sometimes there is just no escaping it. I can't even leave to go record this in my car because there's an alarm system that will go off. So, okay. Oh, he turned over and stopped. Okay, I can keep going. So, how has this Libra full moon affected you guys? You feeling all right? I think it's just purging all kinds of shit out of me. And you know what's weird? And my friend Rob said this too. I've had a really dry mouth. This is really random to share with you guys, but I have. My mouth has been so dry. No, I don't smoke weed. I don't know what it is. It was so dry yesterday, despite drinking like 2 gallons of water and 2 gallons of coconut water, that I thought, shit, my autoimmune disease is acting up again because I'm so stressed. But I don't know. It was a really bizarre thing. And yeah. So this full moon has been intense. I'm very tired. I don't get tired, but I'm very tired. Combination of the full moon and this traveling, for sure. You know what I want to talk about? I have this in my notes here, because as I think of thoughts, I like to share them with you guys throughout this Dear Diary episode. When I was driving from Colorado down to Key West last summer, trying to make a life down there for myself, I stopped last minute at an Airbnb in Naples, Florida. And this was totally unplanned. I think it was because I discovered Jeffrey had fleas, because I totally dropped the ball and didn't realize, oh, Steph, you're going from the Rocky Mountains down to the south where fleas and heartworm run rampant. So I didn't give him any flea. He hadn't had flea meds in a while. So he had fleas, and I was like, shit, I can't move into my new place with him covered in fleas. So I had to stop in Naples to get him some flea meds at PetSmart, and then it took a while because I ended up taking him to the groomer too to get his nails done and stuff. So I just looked online and booked an Airbnb, and it was a room in this older gentleman's house. And long story short, I ended up spending the evening with him, just sitting by the pool talking about life. And I think he was a Capricorn, or maybe some other fire sign, but his wife was a Sagittarius. And when I found out he had a wife, this is before I knew she was a Sag, I was like, well, where is she? Is she going to come home? Can I meet her? And he was like, oh, no, she's on a trip to Africa. And I was like, oh, wow, what is she doing out there? He's like, just exploring. She wants to go on a safari. I was like, you didn't go? And he was like, she's a Sagittarius. And I was like, shut up. Me too. I totally get that. So she just goes on these random trips and by herself and has a blast. And he's totally all for it. Like, girl, I get it. He might have been a Virgo. But he's just like, girl, go. But they are, I think they were in their 60s, late 60s, and they had 2 kids, fully grown, moved out. But at one point in our conversation, he was like, oh, she's texting me, hang on. And he walked inside to go respond to her. And when he came back, I was just like, do you guys keep in touch all the time while she's gone? Because I remember I used to take trips by myself, and my ex-husband and I, we wouldn't say a word to each other. And I remember thinking, this doesn't seem right. You should at least text your significant other like once every other day to be like, hey, you alive, you know? But he's like, oh, we text each other every single day. We tell each other what we're having for breakfast, what we're having for dinner. We're just all day. And he was just smiling at his phone and was like, I miss her so much. I can't wait till she comes home. And just looking at his joy. And I was like, wait a second. You've been married since when? And he was like, oh, we were about 24 and we got married. And I was like, so you've been married like 40 something years. And he said, yep. And I'm like, can you still miss her when she's gone? And he's like, more and more every day. And I was just like, are you on drugs? Like, are you pulling my leg right now?
I just was baffled. And it's funny because the entire drive from Colorado to Key West, of course my divorce was on my mind and I was just getting down and out, you know, lost in your thoughts when you're on the road that long. And I just thought, like, does true love exist? Because I thought that's what I had with my ex-husband. I thought that was it, but turns out it wasn't. So is that really out there? Is the love I have in my mind and my thoughts and my dreams, is that real? Is that even attainable? You know, combine that with growing up in a family where there was never any love or affection and always different boyfriends and guys coming in and out, never knew my dad, you know? So I never was around an example of love like that. So to see it was just, I'll never, ever, ever forget it. How happy he was. And I think he even FaceTimed her at that night because our conversation ended and I went back to my room to get settled in. And I'm pretty sure she called him on FaceTime and he was like, look, I'm making our favorite soup. And she was like, oh, that looks so good. I miss you so much. I wish I was there to eat it. And they were just, their enthusiasm for each other after 40 something years together was hashtag goals. Okay. It just, I don't know. I feel like the universe, you know, went like when Jeffrey had a flea crawling on him in the car and I was like, fuck, I was just so stressed. And I'm like, shit, I really don't want to do this. Ugh. I don't want to stop at PetSmart and get all this shit. But, you know, in hindsight, as I always say on our Instagram, you always look back and say, oh, that's why that had to happen. If Jeffrey didn't get fleas and need to go to the groomer, I would have never stopped in Naples and saw one of the most beautiful sunsets of my life, mind you. And it all worked out. And then I met this guy and him and his wife imprinted in my brain what real love can and should look like. So I feel lighter than when I first started this little Dear Diary entry. I feel a lot lighter. All right. It's 10:13. I want to go to bed. I will talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye. I'm going through a lot of shifts and changes in my life right now. As a holistic health coach, I know that it's times like this when it's most important that I give myself an extra boost of vitamins and minerals to help keep my energy levels high, to help me get a good night's rest, and of course, to manage the stress. That is why I am thrilled to partner again with Care of Vitamins. They are a subscription service that makes it easy to get vitamins, protein powders, and more personalized just for you and delivered straight to your door every month. I used to work in an all-natural supplement shop, so I know how overwhelming it can be to figure out which supplement is best for you. But Care of makes it easy to find out what you specifically need to be your healthiest. Care of has a fun online quiz that asks you about your diet, health goals, and lifestyle choices. It only takes about 5 minutes to complete, and you immediately find out your personal, scientifically backed recommendation for vitamins, protein powders, and more. Since I already have a good idea as to which supplements my body needs, I was excited to put Care of to the test, and I can honestly say they nailed it. In my personal monthly packets of Care of, I have a biotin supplement for my hair, skin, and nails. I get a probiotic because you guys know if your gut is off balance, the rest of your body will be too. And I get a women's multivitamin to help keep my hormones in check. These vitamins come in a dispensary type box, so traveling with it around the country has been a breeze. I look forward to grabbing my Care of packet with breakfast every day. The inspirational quotes or fun fact of the day are great ways to put my phone down and spark a conversation. For 50% off your Care of order, go to takecareof.com and enter lightworkers50. Again, for 50% off your first Care of order, go to takecareof.com and enter lightworkers50. Happy Easter! It is 11 o'clock at night on Sunday night and had a really fun day. A really fun day. I met with my friend Lindsay. Lindsay, if you are on the road driving from Carolina to Kansas, maybe you're driving down to Florida, I love you. This girl is my tribe. We actually met through the podcast. So for those of you who listen to the podcast and you want to reach out to me, like maybe be friends or meet up sometime, Lindsay and I met through the podcast, and we had such a lovely day together. Just her and I celebrating Easter. We had mimosas and let our dogs play. We went out for dinner and just had so much fun. So shout out to her, my lovely Libra friend. And for anyone who wants to reach out and say hello to me, seriously, do it, because I want to be your friend. How did you guys feel on this Easter Sunday? Do you guys celebrate? Were you with your family? I remember when I was married, Easter Sunday was sad because I really wanted to be with my family, but I also really wanted kids. I really wanted little kids, and I can't wait until I do have kids because I want to just enjoy the whimsical Easter bunny hunting eggs, planting jelly beans, turning into lollipops overnight. I want to experience that with my kids. So usually on Easter, I get a little sad because I'm like, well, I'm an adult, married to an adult, and what, should we hide Easter eggs with money to pay the bills from the house, you know? But it's still fun. It's my favorite holiday. And as I said on Instagram, I've never been baptized. I've never been to church. I just love the whimsical part of it. The tulips, the chocolate, the carrot cake, the eggs. I love it all. It's so much fun. But my day was fun. It was. And I'm very happy that my energy feels better. But I've had a lot of epiphanies come up because my energy is going like a roller coaster. I feel really great and like I got this. And then I get like, oh my God, I'm screwed. What am I doing? So some epiphanies I've had lately is I hate saying my ex-husband or my husband at the time, or heaven forbid, the D word, divorced. I just don't like using those words. And this could be my ego, but I just feel like it's a derogatory mark against my character when I'm talking to my Airbnb host or when I meet someone at the coffee shop. And it's always just casual questions like, where are you from? Oh, well, I'm moving to Colorado, but I lived here in the Carolinas for 5 years. Well, what made you go out there? And then I kind of have to be like, well, I was my husband at the time. And it just feels weird on an egotistical level of, are they judging me? But also on a, like, I can't believe that that chapter in life is over level. And especially being back here in Carolina is just bringing that chapter in my life of being a married woman to a guy who was my best friend. It's bringing it all to the forefront, making me just go through the motions of, did I make a mistake getting a divorce? I really miss him. Is he okay? Am I okay? What would life have been like if I would just, I don't know, try and fall in love again and be satisfied with my life? Would we have kids by now? Would this Easter be like our first as a family of three? Like, I don't know. I just get a little sad and my mind wanders, but other than that, I just don't like saying my ex-husband or I got a divorce. But I guess I have to get comfortable with that because it's on my life resume, right? I don't know. Oh, you know an epiphany I had on the highway as I was driving to see my friend Lindsay. Lindsay, if you're listening to this, I love you. Not everyone is like made to do this life. It is this life of being a free spirit and living on the road. And I just worry that sometimes people listen to this podcast and listen to me say like, yeah, quit your 9-to-5, live on Airbnbs. Like, it's fun. And if you feel the calling, I really hope that these podcasts encourage you to follow that intuitive calling. But for those of you who listen to this and you're like, I love my home. I love my 9-to-5. I like my town. I'm married to someone I met when I was 18. Like, that's beautiful, you guys. And I have a feeling that a lot of our audience here, you guys get it. You know, to take what resonates with you and everything else in one ear out the other. But this life is tough. And sometimes I worry about the influence I have because it is tough. And I wouldn't wish it on anyone unless they were truly ready and their soul needed to experience this. So it's risky. Just learn to find your path and what makes your intuition happy. And if that is staying home and baking cakes and just nurturing your loved ones and not really traveling or taking any big risks and working the same job your whole life, that's not a bad thing. We need that balance of yin and yang. You know what I mean? So celebrate it. And this is from my Taurus rising because, hey, happy Taurus season to all my Taurus peeps listening to this. Whether you have a Taurus sun, moon, or rising, I feel you because I have a Taurus rising. Let's eat and stay home and take bubble baths. You need to get in line with it. Oh, okay. I'm looking at my notes. I write these things while I'm driving on the highway. And I misspelled so much shit in this. So I wrote, thinking once you get your dream, you will be happy and fulfilled. But what a lot of people don't realize is that you need to still change and align with it. And I think the thought that I was trying to convey was, like, for example, I thought once I quit my 9-to-5 and I work for myself, then life is just going to be so grand because I'll be working on my own schedule. I'll be able to take 3-hour lunch breaks. If I see a storm coming on the radar, I can stop what I'm doing and go check it. But with that comes more stress. You know what I'm saying? Like at my 9-to-5, I was just stressed because I didn't like what I was doing and it wasn't what I was supposed to be on this earth doing. That's heavy in itself. But through working for myself, I now have the stress of I gotta make sure I make enough money to pay my bills, which is crazy. You know, like I have to make sure I have health insurance. I have to make sure I have a 401k. I have, like, a big corporation doesn't do all that for me, so it's definitely not easy. But there's also the example of once I leave this relationship that's no longer serving me, I'll be free and I'll be dating again and meeting new people, my soulmate, my twin flame, and feeling great. But it's not what happens. You leave these things that are comfortable and routine that you know you need to let go because they no longer serve you. But then you're met with adversity and opposition and you get nervous and it's uncomfortable and you're like, shit, what did I just do? Why do I self-sabotage all the time? But you're not. It's just you are so far out of alignment with your truth and your authentic self that you're going to experience some turbulence until you find that pocket of air that you can ride and you're in alignment and you can just cruise. Baby, you're a song. You make me want to roll my windows down and cruise. My Airbnb hosts are going to kill me. Okay, last quick story of the day because it is 11:11 and this has to do with numbers, synchronicity. So as I sit in my cute little room in this Airbnb in Durham, North Carolina, I look across the street at this house and they have just one outdoor light. I kid you not. You know how some homes usually have like spotlights on the house to illuminate it at night? This house, strangely, and I'm just realizing this as I'm saying it, strangely only has one light shining on one section of their porch just to light up their house number. Maybe they do that intentionally so Uber can find it. I don't know. But it's number 812. And that really doesn't, like, tickle my fancy. It doesn't make my intuition sound the alarms. I don't feel anything like when I see 11:11 right now on the clock, you know? But the more I look at it, the more I was like, You know, I was born in Southern Indiana and my area code was always 812. So that number always stuck out to me. But this morning, it really clicked. So I've been walking my dog around this neighborhood and it's very eclectic. There's old homes, new homes, big homes, tiny homes. It's very interesting. I love it. But I walked by this one house. Brand new, white with all natural wood beams, a huge backyard, wraparound porch with paint blue ceilings. And I just like stopped and stared at it for like 5 minutes straight. I'm glad no one was home or even living in it yet because they would have been like, what the fuck? I just stopped and I stared at it and I envisioned getting the keys to this house and it's mine. And I envisioned backing a moving truck into the driveway and moving all of my stuff in. And I envision what the door handle would feel like as I'm walking into my house. And I just, you know, kind of manifested and took all that in, got lost in my daydreams. And then I realized, this is house number 812. The exact same house that is one block away, sitting in front of my window at my Airbnb. What are the odds? So I was like, okay, let me look this up. Angel number 812 is suggesting that it is time for you to consider beginning a spiritually based profession or career. It also brings a message to have faith and trust that your prayers and positive affirmations are manifesting your material needs in divine right time and order. Wow. And the material need that I dream of right now is having a house to call my own. On that note, I'm going to sign off and go cuddle my pug in bed. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye. What up, gang? It is Monday, April 22nd, 10:33 at night. I'm pooped, but I just wanted to pop on here, say hello, and talk about the really awesome day Jeffrey and I had. I spent the day working out on my Airbnb host's back porch, which is just overlooking their backyard, and like, it was just so nice to sit in the sun, and the dogs were well behaved, and I got a lot of work done. I finally got to sit and talk to you guys on Instagram and actually put some thought into my captions. So it was awesome. I was happy. And guess what? At one point, my host came out and was just explaining some of the trees in her backyard. And she was like, yeah, for example, look at that tree. And so I turned around to look, and this huge hawk flew across the backyard. And she was like, whoa, I've never seen one that big. And I just immediately was like, boom, spirit animal. I see hawks a lot when I'm... Hi, Jeffrey. I see hawks a lot when I'm traveling. Like when I moved from South Carolina to Colorado, I saw hawks everywhere. Like sitting on the telephone poles while driving down the highway, at rest stops, at like sitting on the hood of my car. It was just crazy. But, yeah, I'm feeling really, really good. Just really happy. I feel like when I first moved away last summer after my divorce, I thought I had it together and I thought I could do it. I mean, I really did. But as you guys know, I crashed and burned because I was biting off way more than I could chew. And yeah, I needed to take it slow and take it easy because I have a water moon. I'm so sensitive. And I didn't do that. But this time around, I take myself out to dinner downtown, and then I walk downtown, and I don't even wear makeup or brush my hair. I put a little effort into what I'm wearing, but I don't know. And like, the old me wouldn't really care about putting on makeup or doing my hair before I leave. I mean, I'd like to, because I like just feeling good and put together. And then when I would go out, I would be like, oh yeah, I'm not wearing makeup. I wonder if they can see my acne scars, or I wonder if they think I look tired, or just shit like that. But this time around, I'm not doing any of that. I'm not washing my face. I'm not even looking in the mirror. I'm just putting on an oversized white t-shirt, some nice sandals and some jeans, and taking myself to dinner downtown and talking to strangers, and nobody cares. Like, that's all in my head. So I talked to a nice couple downtown after I had dinner by myself and asked them where I could walk Jeffrey, and they pointed me to this Duke Gardens. Oh my God. You guys, if you follow me on my personal Instagram at Stephanie's_destiny, then you saw my stories. That place, the smells alone of honeysuckle and rose, so beautiful. So that's where Jeffrey and I spent the sunset after a delicious dinner at this cool cafe called Happy Inhale. And it was just such a fun day. And something I have in my notes that I wanted to share with you guys, because this is going to be quick because Jeffrey's now snoring. I swear he knows. He's like, all right, mom's recording, go. But something I wanted to get across to you guys, if you're thinking about making a leap and moving somewhere you've never been, like maybe you're brave and you're moving across the world, like from the USA to Australia, or Australia to Bali, like something like that. Or even if you just want to move a state away, or even just a town away from where you grew up. My best advice is the first 3 months are going to be difficult. They're going to be hard. You're going to be frustrated that you have to use a GPS just to go to the grocery store. It'll be bumpy. and you will question, like, why did I do this to myself? Just sit through it. Sit through the tough days. There will be some good days planted here and there, but majority of it will be like, ah, this is so stressful. It'll be worth it. By 6 months, you will have a routine and you'll know how to get to the grocery. Maybe you'll have new dentists and new doctors scheduled. You know, like, you'll be falling into a routine by 6 months. And by 1 year, you should have at least one or two friends and know your neighbors and finally be able to take a deep breath and go, ah, okay, I got this. So yes, it takes a solid year to finally feel comfortable in a new place. So if anyone out there is like me and moves to a new place and expects it to just be as magical as they've dreamt of it in their mind, it's not. Jeffrey agrees, it's not. God, he's obnoxious. He's pooped. We hiked around these gardens for like 2 hours. But hey, listen, when you move to a new place, give yourself time. Let it hurt. Don't necessarily take all the bad days as a sign from the universe to leave and go back to where you came from. These are just growing pains, you know? We want to be in alignment with things we've never had before, so we have to go through things we've never experienced before to get there. So, again, first 3 months, tough. By the 6th month, starting to feel all right. Still some tough days, because by then you've probably gone through a holiday or two without your family or your friends or a routine, and it's like, this is kind of sad. But again, by 1 year, you're like, oh yeah, this is what I dreamed of. Okay, here it is. And on that note, I love you guys. I am going to bed. I gotta get up early and drive my car to this cute little mom and pop shop garage to get the AC fixed. And I'll report back to you tomorrow. Tomorrow is my last full day here in Durham, North Carolina. And then I am off to Asheville, North Carolina. And I'll explain more of that later. But I love you guys, and I hope you're doing okay. Talk to you later. Bye. Hello, lightworkers. It's 2:30 in the afternoon on Tuesday, April 23rd. And this is the last entry of this series. And I'm just getting started, you know, like today I booked all of my Airbnbs for the next leg of this road trip, which is driving from here, North Carolina, all the way out to Colorado, and I'm about to experience so many new sights, new people, new things, that I think I want to do this again. So I think next week's episode will also be another Dear Diary Part 2. And then I have to get settled in Colorado, and we'll be back to your regularly scheduled programming. But for now, these are real, and these are raw, and I'm on this big journey. And I think a lot of people are like, look at you, you go, girl, get it. Like, that's so fun. I wish I could do that. And I just want to share the pros and cons of doing something like this. So I do this in hopes to inspire you guys. I hope this journey that I've shared with you, I'm actually scared to listen to this episode because I know from the beginning until right now that my energy has completely shifted. Like, this is the power of time, you guys. Just this time last week, I could barely sleep because I was so sad to leave my family, so nervous about money. And then here I am. Today I got my car repaired because the AC broke and I needed an oil change. And it was $175. And Steph last week would have shit her pants and said, oh my God, I'm going to be homeless. I'm screwed. I'm fucked. I am done. This is not going to work. I need to go home. I need to resort back into my shell like a turtle and hide from the world because it's so scary. But today I whipped out my debit card and I handed it over while laughing and carrying on and having a good conversation with the mechanics. And I really don't feel worried about money at all. I truly trust the universe to provide for me. And again, this is a combination of practicing hypnotic or hypnosis tracks every night that my emotional health consultant, April Adams, has provided me, while also checking in with her and also checking in with friends when I feel a little nervous or scared. And also by myself, just conquering my own fears and getting out of my own way and trusting that I'll always have something to eat. I'll always have a bed. I'll always have a roof over my head. Like, these things will be provided for me because of all the beautiful connections I've made, because of, you know, like, I just, one of my friends told me, Steph, the only way you will like be homeless and have your life ruined is if you're stubborn and don't accept help from others. So Along with getting over my fear of money and getting rid of this lack mindset, I'm also working on accepting help from others. I'm unsure where this stems from in childhood. That could be a whole podcast in itself, but I stop and think of this. Whenever you're afraid to accept help from others, stop and ask yourself this. Would I like to help others? And like, when I own a big house, I would love, absolutely love to invite people in. If someone needed a room for a week, absolutely. I would be delighted to provide them hospitality and comfort and care and food. I would love to. It would make me feel so good about myself. But if this person was hesitant and nervous and just said, no, I don't want to bother you, I would be like, oh, come on, get in here. So if I'm like that on the other side of the fence, how come on the other side of the table, I'm like, oh, I don't want to accept help from people. I feel like a charity case. I feel like I'm a bother. I feel like, you know, like that. And real quick, because the epiphany just flashed in front of my eyes, it's because I grew up being raised by a single mom, and my brother has Asperger's and epilepsy. So dealing with him on her own was a triple full-time job. So of course I was always like, I'm going to just kick back in the shadows and I'm not going to make a sound. I'm not going to cause trouble because I don't want to be a bother because whoa, mom, you've got your hands full and I can see that clear as day. So I'm just going to sit back here and, you know, fade into the background. That's where it stems from. So maybe some of you resonate with that. I don't know, but all of these fears, all of these things that get in our own way are products of something we've been through. So take this time and do some self-reflection, some journal, go way back. Think, why do I feel this way? Why is it so difficult for me to accept gifts? Why do I say sorry when I cry in front of people? You know, think of things like that. You guys, I'm going to sign off. I got to pack. I got to do work. So many of you ordered birth charts and I am ecstatic to pull them. Really quick side story. I went out to dinner with my friend on Easter Sunday and our waiter, Michael Todd, if you're listening to this, hey, my friend, my Sagittarius brother. I just immediately looked into his eyes and just after a minute talking to him, I said, you are a Sagittarius. And he said, how did you know December 2nd? It was so fun. So by the end of the night, we were teaching many people about astrology and I just absolutely loved it. And I said, God, I wish the Lightworkers Lounge community, I wish I could sit with you guys at dinner and go over your birth chart and talk about our sun, moon, and rising and Venus and Jupiter. I wish we could. And we will one day, because when Lightworkers Lounge is a physical building, there will be a podcast recording room where you can watch me live. But there will also be an astrology room where me or someone else I hire will read your birth chart and help you understand why you are the way you are. It's going to be so much fun. I get visions of it every day. And that's why I'm out here doing what I'm doing in hopes to create that. I know I'm going to create that. I can't wait. All right, you guys, I'm sending my love from absolutely beautiful North Carolina. I will see you on the road. Follow us on Instagram at Lightworkers Lounge. And if you want to see some snaps and videos from my journey on the road, at Stephanie's_destiny. See you guys next week. Goodbye.
To the backpacked, first love leaver, the heart cracked, double down dreamer, the homesick for grass that's greener and a slice of mama's peach pie. To the flat broke, couch cushion gas money, the worker bee that ain't getting no honey, missing someone all the while running, gunning for the brighter lights. Here's to the breakups that didn't break us, the breakdown wrong turn that takes you to a little dive bar and a Lonica. Hear a song from a band that saves you. Man, it's a hidden rock bottom. Smoke them if you got them. Nothing's going right. Making the best.